I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 180 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I am Andy White and I am with
Kelvin Newman.
And today is the last episode, not of this series, don't worry, we're not going away.
No, we're not
going
nowhere.
But just of our beginner's series.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of a series of beginner's guides, because as great as our podcasts are, often we get so stuck in the detail of things that if you're a beginner to digital marketing, you might not be able to tap into what we're saying. So we kind of really focused on some of the fundamentals, and we hope that'd be useful for beginners, but also for kind of refreshers for people who perhaps have done a little bit of this in the past, but perhaps have not done much for a couple of years. And today, we're finishing off those beginner's guides by talking about mobile marketing. Now, the cliche in mobile marketing is every year everyone claims it's going to be the year of mobile. And even the joke about, well, I actually think this year is the final year of mobile, is kind of, I think, even getting old now as well. Now, some stats. Everyone loves stats to set off a mobile presentation. Now, Google, in a presentation they gave to some of our clients recently, talked about that there's 900,000 Android devices activated every day, which is more than the babies.
That's activated. That's not just in the world. That is activated every single day.
Yes, so that's new Android
coming
devices
into the pool.
Yeah, right. So, like, there's, yeah, we are acquiring more Android phones than we are acquiring additional members of the human race every day, which is a pretty scary but also pretty exciting fact in terms of if you're thinking about mobile marketing. So, really, that it's happening quickly. And, you know, 95% of the people that Google surveyed in this kind of research was, you know, have used a smartphone in the UK to research a product or service. And that kind of varies around the world, with, you know, countries like Japan being very high and slightly less in countries like Germany. But across the world, lots and lots of people are using mobile to research products. And, you know, in the same statistics that they shared with us, they said 64% of mobile devices access the web every single day. So, because there's sometimes a perception that, yeah, people buy a smartphone, it might be able to access the internet, but do they use it every day? Well, a significant chunk of them are. They're using it every single day to access the web in some way, shape, or form. And this is the scary one if you're at all involved in retail at all, is that, like, in the same study that they did, 64% of users of the people that they surveyed had used a mobile device to access the internet whilst in a store. Now, they don't kind of make it clear here if they're researching products, but I'm sure I'm not the only person who's done this, where I was in B&Q recently buying a lawnmower. I couldn't decide which lawnmower to buy, so I went on Amazon and looked at their reviews. Now, unfortunately for Amazon, I still bought it face-to-face, but it's not an unusual situation where people do those types of searches and go, actually, it's 20 quid cheaper online than it would be in the store here. I'm going to buy it now online as well. Some more stats while I'm reading them off, because it's going to be a stat heavy, you know, show here. But, you know, in the UK, 49%, nearly half of everybody who has a smartphone use it every day. Oh, so, you know, they use it to make a search on Google every day. So that's all about, like, pay-per-click advertising on mobile is, you know, really, really powerful. Where are we? Sorry, I've confused myself.
He's
on
lost
my notes
his place
here.
In his slides. Like,
where's my notes gone? Where's my notes gone, Andy?
He's lost his place in his... You just can't get the staff.
So in terms of some of the powerful conversions that you can do on mobile that you can get that are much harder to do on kind of a desktop or a laptop environment is you can have click-to-call adverts. So you have a pay-per-click advert and someone searches for, you know, hairdresser, and they can click a number and call you. They don't click and visit your website. They actually ring you up in your office.
The click makes the phone make the call.
Yeah, because, you know, in the same way, if you're in an email and you click on a phone number, it makes it call. You can do that from an advert. Mm. You can also do click to downloads as well. You know, this is more for Android than iPhone, but you can, you know, say you're, I don't know, a hotel company. You can, and you know that if you get people to install your app, then they're more likely to buy from you than another hotel chain in the future, or the same with supermarkets, or the same for anything, really. You know, there are options now where you can bid on people searching for a term, and then, you know, every time that someone downloads your app, you can pay per download. And you can even do that where there's a cost involved as well. So you can pay, you know, it might cost you $1 to download an app, and you can pay someone 50 cents, you know, pay Google 50 cents per advert there, and you know that you're kind of doing well off the back of that as well. And also, it could be pretty good for kind of footfall as well. So many of the paid search adverts you can do on mobile will also trigger a map. So we talked about triggering a phone call. But there's also options where you can kind of get directions, and it'll open up the mapping application that someone has and take you directly from where you are now to where that store is. If you're trying to sell something, you know, face-to-face, that's hugely, hugely powerful. And so we're talking about these things that you're doing here. We're talking about all these people making these searches on mobile, and there's all these new technologies on advertising on mobile that you can do to generate these, you know, more interesting, potentially more lucrative actions. You're in a really powerful situation. So you've got more and more people searching, more and more useful outcomes of an advert than just a visit to your website. There, you've got them on the phone. They've downloaded your app. They've got directions to your shop. They're really, really powerful, you know, the ability to do that as well. There's also, you can do adverts within apps. You've probably seen this, you know, Andy, you like me and kind of use, you know, I don't know, some of the kind of like Words with Friends.
I rarely click them.
Yeah, I mean, that is the problem. The click-through rates are always, you know, that. So if we're looking at the two there, we're kind of talking...
I don't think I'm representative. No, I just don't click on ads.
And it's all about the quality and relevance of them, isn't it? So, I mean, someone who's searching for a hotel is going to click on a pay-per-click advert for a hotel that's nearby. Mm. Someone who's playing, you know, draw something, you know, might not click through and go to a travel website, you know. But they can, and you can monetize them. And that's the traffic source, because that time that people are spending that was previously on television or was previously on websites, it's gone. So that if you want to contact those people, you've got to find a different way of doing it. And in-app advertising can, you know, work quite well there, and it's worth doing. Now, it can be expensive. It can be unusual ad formats. But I think be prepared to try it, because it's never going to be more cost-effective than now. Because at the moment, there's a huge amount of traffic that's on mobile, but not very many advertisers. And if you look at the split between the two, it's a... You know, it's in an inefficient market, and that's not going to stay the same. So now's the best time to be testing mobile advertising campaigns, because there's the least amount of competition. So therefore, today is the cheapest mobile advertising will ever be, and tomorrow it's going to be more expensive, and the day after that it's going to be more expensive again, because more and more people are using mobile, and more companies are switching to it as a means of advertising. Now, it's kind of important to kind of understand some of the distinctions between how people use the desktop or the laptop web and mobile web. It's kind of very, very different. And most of this kind of comes down to applications. You know, people tend to use applications more on mobile devices. That'll all be very familiar. Mm. But that doesn't mean that's the only route that you can go down. Google have recently officially stated that they're very happy, you know, that their preferred solution to a mobile website from a search perspective is a responsive web design. Now, I don't think we've talked on the podcast before about responsive web design, but that's essentially where, rather than having a separate mobile website to your main website, it's just a website that displays differently on different devices.
And the Twitter Bootstrap.
Yeah?
Yes, have you seen Twitter Bootstrap?
No.
It lets you build such responsive websites.
Cool. Well, yeah, well worth doing, you know, well worth exploring those there. And I mean, if you're interested in a responsive web, BrightonSEO.com is a responsive web design. So it has three different layouts. So it looks different on a mobile device, to a tablet, to a desktop device. And they're kind of optimized within those processes to look best on those different devices. So that's definitely something to do there as well. Now, in terms of kind of pragmatically, you need to understand that, you know, there is a problem with going down the app route rather than the responsive web app route. And that is that you kind of got to develop for different platforms, and the relative popularity of those are, you know, shifting. Do you go iPhone? Do you go Android? What do you do about, you know, BlackBerry and all these different options that are there? But then they're still pretty big numbers, you know. So there's kind of, you know, 500,000 plus app downloads that have, you know, sorry, there's over 500,000 apps on Google Play. That's the Android kind of app store, with over 15 billion downloads that have taken place there. So even Android, which is perhaps not considered quite as popular as, you know, the App Store, Apple's App Store, there's still 15 billion downloads that have taken place. So that's a lot of downloads that have taken place.
Isn't it?
And I mean, even like Angry Birds is kind of like a relative, what started as a relatively small app, I think is kind of, you know, hugely powerful. Like, there's over 300 million minutes played on Angry Birds every day. So it's kind of a hugely, really, really powerful way of doing things. So this is a real crash course, a brain dump on mobile marketing. I'm not going to go into the huge amount of detail that I would perhaps normally do, but in terms of topics to think about on mobile marketing, first of all, go to your website on your smartphone, see what it looks like. Go to your website on everyone in your office's smartphone that's different devices, see what it looks like. The chances are it doesn't look as great. Now, don't only just look at it, try and do the thing that your website is intended to do. So is it make an inquiry or make a sale? Now, quite often your homepage might look good, but they go to your contact form and it doesn't work. Actually try those processes on a mobile phone. And if it doesn't work, consider changing stuff. And one way that's a good way of doing that, if you're going through a web redesign process at the moment, one of the things you should definitely add to your specification document, the process you go through with your web developers, is responsive web design. Don't just get one of these like WP Touch plugins, you know, like if you've got a WordPress site, you can get WP Touch, which is a plugin you can enable that makes a mobile version of your site work. Now, yeah, it does, and it perhaps is a little bit better than your website would have been if you'd not had that app. But it now looks like every single other website that has WP Touch, which is in the tens of thousands. And if you genuinely believe that your website is somehow unique, having a template that's the same as 10,000 other websites is not a good way of getting that across. So, yeah. Think about responsive web design. And my final point is there's a huge amount of opportunity at the moment in mobile advertising, particularly mobile pay-per-click. If you're doing any pay-per-click whatsoever, definitely look at mobile. And even if you're not doing a lot of pay-per-click at the moment, consider looking at mobile, because it's never going to be more cost-effective than it is right now. And the opportunities to benefit while everyone else is still umming and ahhing and deciding whether they should have an iPhone app or an Android app, and while at the same point in time you get an agile, responsive web design set up on your site real quick, and you're getting traffic from mobile devices straight through to your website, and they're making purchases where the competition is that much lower, you know, there's a lot of money to be made while everyone else is fussing about.
That is, you raise this point about testing your website by looking at your own website on an iPhone or an iPad or a mobile device. There's nothing better in the whole of the sort of development arena than actually, you know, testing, doing the thing your software is supposed to allow to be done.
Eating your own dog food, they call it.
It is,
don't they?
Eating your own dog food. Yeah. And that is just, it can just save so much time to make sure that you're doing things in the right way.
Yeah, there you go. So no, it's mobile, it's definitely here. But don't wait around, because the opportunities are decreasing every day. Well, the opportunities are still going to be there, but the ease of which you can take advantage is going to be decreasing.
Well, that's the end of the episode, and we will move on. Do we know what we're covering next time, Kevin?
I don't. I think
mystery?
We've. We will probably have an interview coming up, I imagine.
Okay.
I don't want to reveal the details, because whenever I do that, I curse it and then the interview never comes through. But yeah, that's probably what will happen next in the show.
Okay, so I've been Andy White.
And I've been Kelvin Newman.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White is signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.